Our saint of the day is our Holy Mother Mary of Egypt. Saint Mary was born in Egypt, and at the age of 12 ran away to the city of Alexandria, where she lived an extremely dissolute life. She was, she said, driven by an insatiable desire and an irrepressible passion, and that she mainly lived by begging, supplemented by spinning flax. After 17 years of this lifestyle, she traveled to Jerusalem for the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. She undertook the journey as a sort of anti-pilgrimage, stating that she hoped to find in the pilgrim crowds at Jerusalem even more partners in her lust. When she tried to enter the Church of the Holy Sepulchre for the celebration, she was barred from doing so by an unseen force. Realizing that this was because of her impurity, she was struck with remorse, and on seeing an icon of the Theotokos outside the church, she prayed for forgiveness and promised to give up the world and become an ascetic. Then she attempted again to enter the church, and this time was permitted in. After venerating the relic of the true cross, she returned to the icon to give thanks and heard a voice telling her, "If you cross the Jordan, you will find glorious rest." She immediately went to the monastery of St. John the Baptist on the bank of the River Jordan, where she received Holy Communion. The next morning, she crossed the Jordan and retired to the desert to live the rest of her life as a hermit. She took with her only 3 loaves of bread, and once they were gone, lived only on what she could find in the wilderness. Approximately 1 year before her death, she recounted her life to St. Zosimus of Palestine, who encountered her in the desert. When he unexpectedly met her in the desert, she was completely naked and almost unrecognizable as human. She asked Zosimus to toss her his mantle to cover herself with, and then she narrated her life story to him, manifesting marvelous clairvoyance. She asked him to meet her at the banks of the Jordan on Holy Thursday of the following year and bring her Holy Communion. When he fulfilled her wish, she crossed the river to get to him by walking on the surface of the water, and received Holy Communion, telling him to meet her again in the desert the following Lent. The next year, Zosimus traveled to the same spot where he first met her, some 20 days' journey from his monastery, and found her lying there, dead. According to an inscription written in the sand next to her head, she had died on the very night he had given her communion, and had been somehow miraculously transported to the place he found her, and her body preserved, incorrupt. He buried her body with the assistance of a passing lion. On returning to the monastery, he related her life story to the brethren, and it was preserved among them as oral tradition until it was written down by St. Sophronius. The saint of the day can be found at www.abimosis.com and is a regular feature of Ancient Faith Radio.